a little bit of information on how to start exercising again. Joining us today is Kay Kerr, one of our sponsors and the owner of Caboolture Physical Therapy Centre and a physiotherapist for over 40 years of passionate dedication to healing. Kay has had a lifelong involvement in sport, and with all of the beautiful weather starting and everyone getting out there and getting active again, we have brought her in to talk about how we can start exercising when we haven't been doing it for quite a while without getting hurt. Good morning and welcome, Kay.
Oh, good morning, Rosemary. Thanks for having me here. It's great to be here.
It is, and it's lovely to see you again. Now, Kay, we know that it's fairly tempting to dive back into activity when the weather's pretty perfect, which it has been recently. But if someone hasn't exercised for a while, what should they keep in mind?
Yeah, I guess when you've been inactive for a little while, even just for a few months, and particularly over winter, your body's strength, flexibility, coordination, all of that can change. And so the key is to start slowly and build gradually. Mm-hmm. Your body needs time to adapt again, to get the creakiness out of your joints. When you return to sport after a long break without preparation, the risk of injury is actually much higher.
It would be. Now, as a physiotherapist, I reckon you'd probably see quite a few injuries from that situation, wouldn't you?
I have and I do. The big ones, I guess, are muscle strains, joint pains, particularly joint pains. Joints might get stiff, particularly as you're getting to be a bit older, and things like Achilles tendonitis or lower back injuries. These often come from from just doing too much too soon or from skipping proper warm-ups and recovery. But I guess one of the big things is when last year's injuries haven't been attended to and you've still got niggling things there from the past.
Okay. So all the exercise in the world really isn't going to fix that. It needs to be sorted probably by a physiotherapist. But what are some of the top tips that you'd give somebody that is getting back into exercise? And, Kay, we all know we should warm up, but guess what? A lot of us don't even do that, do we?
No, it's one of the first things to go when you're a bit keen to sort of socialise before a game or even just when you're going for your own walk in the morning, you're more worried about, you know, fixing your hair or something. I guess a few things, three key things I'm going to say. First thing is start small and increase gradually. So that means don't pick up from where you left off 6 months ago when you're at your peak. You've got to start again. Secondly, warm up and cool down always. It really does make a difference. And third, when something feels off or just keeps niggling, don't ignore it. That's usually your body asking for some help.
Okay. So I guess that where preventative physiotherapy comes in, that'd be just the time to do it. Can you explain how physio helps with preventing injuries?
Yeah, good question. Preventative physiotherapy is really all about identifying the weak spots or the imbalances before they become injuries. A physiotherapist can do movement and palpation assessments. Yeah, and that helps us spot the tightness, poor posture, muscle imbalances, or identify old residual injuries like joint injuries or strains. And then we fix what we can with hands-on work, or usually give people tailored exercises to strengthen and stabilise those areas. As well as, you know, really looking at functional return to sport. So it's individual for every sport, or even if it's not sport, for just the activities they want to get themselves back into, like gardening or something. Mm-hmm. Perhaps we need tailored gym programs if they're that way motivated. But remember, you know, prevention isn't just for athletes. Like I say, it's for anyone who wants to stay active and pain-free into their older years.
Kay, that is such valuable advice, and thank you for sharing your wisdom. I think a lot of people will be glad to hear that this is happening before they start lacing up their runners again.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Rosemary. Thank you very much for having me in. I hope everyone gets moving in the spring sunshine. And just remember, if you need a little bit of help getting moving, go and see your physiotherapist for get a bit of advice.
Yeah. We've been chatting with Kay Kerr, and Kay is from Caboolture Physical Therapy Centre. Thanks for joining us this morning, Kay, and keeping our community connected and informed as to what we should probably do. Now, if you'd like to listen to this again, pop onto the 1015fm.com.au website and click on podcast, and you'll hear all of Kay's tips one more time.